What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Hello.
We're on.
We're back.
Oh,
fuck yeah.
What a crazy couple of months, man.
We're missing a Ben and we're missing a Joel. These cunts just don't show up to their bookings. Too good for little old Pud and Ethan. Cunts.
Nah, it's all right.
Ben said he's got hay fever. It's the most Jewish excuse I've ever heard.
He probably is true, though, because we drove through a patch on the way back from
Port.
You
look fucked up. You look like, oh, you've been ripping cones when you got back. That's what that is. Oh, I've had some hay fever.
No, I did hit a patch on the way back. I smelt it, back. And Tanya was like, fuck, man.
It is pretty brutal out there. It's windy as fuck. My nutsack's dry.
Yep.
Yeah. I've got like a fucking like flaky nutsack.
No.
Yeah, that's Jewish condition right there.
Yeah.
It's fucked. I've been moisturizing my ball bag, just hoping it goes away.
Yeah, otherwise you got to go show your ball bag to a doctor.
Yeah. Luckily, I know one. I know a dick doctor.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's a handy doctor to know.
It is.
It's like, hey, man, that's good of you to do that.
Yeah.
What's going on
with my balls, bro? Yep.
Bring him to a show first, though.
Oh, yeah, I've told
him. Wine and dine.
Come to a show, but they're fucking doctors are busy, man.
Yeah, but if you...
There's a lot of dicks out there.
I know, but you can wine and dine him first, you know? If you're going to show him your ball sack, you want to make sure he's well fed.
True.
Nice steak dinner.
Mm.
Bit of chug-a-lugs.
I'm sure he's seen a lot of fucking ball bags.
So many. The extremes. He's seen the smallest ball bags and the biggest ball bags. Mm. All the ball bags.
What a fucking job, eh?
Imagine being the guy on the extreme. You're the one that he remembers.
Yeah. That's that old Steve White joke, the dick doctor. It's fucking... Wish he'd come back.
Yeah.
We need a hero. We need someone who can fucking...
Throw down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a fucking comedy court button on the fucking road that we've got here. But I don't have one for this episode, so I'll just do the fucking Law and Order SVU. Bum, 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 bum.
But the point of comedy court, should be for the person to be on the podcast.
He is, though. He's right here. We've got Joel Pierce. He just walked in.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah. G'day, Joel. How you going?
Yeah, I'm fucking going all right, mate. How the fuck are you going? What are you going to fucking put me on comedy court for? I've fucking done nothing.
Nah, you can't do this. But Joel will have to come on for comedy court then.
I'm fucking right here, cunt. What do you want to talk to me about?
It is a pretty good Joel impression, but no, we will not do this unless
this
the person. No.
So many opportunities.
Because he doesn't know.
Joel, are you present for comedy court today? Yeah, I'm fucking present, cunt. Let's go.
No, we're gonna put the call out.
Fucking put me on the stand, cunt. I'll fucking throw it down.
We'll put the call out. He's got a week to get himself sorted.
If he doesn't, then he's appearing.
Yeah,
he likes it or not.
If he knows what we're referring to, maybe he knows. Maybe he's got an inkling what we're talking about.
Mm.
Maybe we'll...
If he's been following along.
Yeah, maybe he'll see this clip out there on Instagram. And be like, hey.
See what fucking clip, cunt? I'll fucking bash both those little cunts. The short,
probably.
Fat one will fucking go down with one punch.
Probably. I've got a bad ear nowadays.
Lift him up above my fucking head and throw the cunt.
Anyway. All right. I'll hold off. There's your warning, Joel. He'll want me to do it. He'll want me to
Well, he'll want to come on. He'll want to be here.
I'd rather have him here. And I need Ben on. I'm going to take him to court for his egregious behaviour last night. That I called him out on, and he was like, nah, fuck him. Nah, that's what I'm doing. If they don't like it, they can get fucked. I was like, okay.
I kind of agree with it.
Don't listen to my advice then.
I kind of like, I
work in a comedy club and watch fucking shows day in, day out, cunt.
Yeah. Maybe you don't dismiss your advice offhand, but at the same time, like, people are can do what they want to do.
Well, they can. That's it's a world of free will.
We're not in a fucking communist state, Ethan.
It's an insane use of free will. But it's free will.
It is free will.
If you want to get up on stage
and protect his right to do it,
a fucking stranger in the crowd off the bat, if he's caught his wife fingering herself,
wow!
In the first 10 seconds of a show, that's your free will, brother.
Bum, bum, dun, 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 I'm for bum. It. I think that's great. Well, no, it's a great opener.
Insane shit.
I love it. I love insane questions.
Yeah,
it's my favorite.
This is why I want to do.
Autism show.
Yeah, yeah. That'd crush. For autism, and then all these autistic people rock up, and then it's just you guys asking if people have been thinking.
It'd turn into a history lesson, I think. Or yeah. We get onto trains or planes or something.
Mm. Oh, speaking completely... of autism, I've got my meat smoker turning up tomorrow.
Ah, nice. You got a meat smoker.
Huge news.
I was going to give you mine as a housewarming gift.
You've got a meat smoker?
I've got a meat smoker.
Oh, fuck. Why aren't you using it?
Because I live in an apartment.
Oh, true. Yeah. Just have it out on the balcony?
Yeah.
You're on the top floor?
Nah, it's like a little little drum thing. I was going to give it to you.
Well, you got like the fucking...
It's like a little fire pit.
Yeah.
Little lid on top.
I think I've seen it. Did you have it at your party when you were cooking?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, this thing's like a fucking 90-gallon drum, but it's...
Yeah.
Well, it's not the full-size 90-gallon one. It's a smaller. Yeah. It's just got, like, racks in it, like a real plate, and then your charcoals go down the bottom and it just smokes up.
Are you retired, Ethan?
Yeah. I feel retired. I'm like an old white guy.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. You're getting into old white guy stuff. You're going to buy a boat soon.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Well, I'm not going to buy it.
You can fucking come out.
Mrs. can buy it.
Yeah, yeah.
I got no money.
Yeah.
Till I sell this van. Gotta get that finished.
Hey, babe. Can I have a boat?
She'd buy a boat before I would. She loves fishing.
Yeah, I know.
Mm.
I know.
She's fucking the man of the house.
She loves footy too.
Loves footy.
Loves footy.
Mm.
Plays footy.
Plays AFL. Not real footy, but close.
I bet she'd fuck us up.
Oh, yeah, she fucking tackled me.
Yeah, yeah, she fucking ragdolled us, dude. It'd be like me getting hit with the fucking kite that time the beach.
She's got powerful legs.
I get fucking whipped, dude.
Yeah.
Glasses fly off.
Yeah.
It'd be a problem.
Yeah. I got a new kite. I'm very keen for that.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
It's an 8 meter.
8 meter. What was the last one?
That was a 7 that threw you up the beach.
So you're on bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, bigger,
the 7s out here is just not quite enough.
This is a big day. Suppose you can have both, can't you? Oh, you ripped your 7, didn't you?
No. I ripped the 9.
Ah.
The 9. That was too much. It was crazy.
Got away from you.
Yeah. Fucking rip. It was nuts.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not fat enough for this.
Yeah.
This kite. But I reckon it... So the 9 was too much. 7's not enough. So I reckon Goldilocks 8. Will be the fucking go.
Yeah.
And yeah, she'll be able to get into it. It'll be fun. I'm going to take the 7 up to near Bundaberg.
On the lake.
Yeah, the Woodgate. There's a fucking pretty good spots out there because it's windy as fuck all the time.
Mm.
The trade winds come in and you get out. I'm retirement.
Yeah, dude.
Trade winds.
You're fucking about trade winds. Start talking about bomb. I was on bomb last night. Yeah. I was on the bomb last night.
No, I've got a...
You've got a southerly coming through.
Oh, I know about the southerlies, mate.
Oh, it's mate.
The northeasters you want, though, the sea bays.
Yeah. Get that spray up, yeah. Good for the nostrils.
Mm. Yeah, that'll fix your hay fever.
Yeah.
Fucking oath.
Yeah. I don't think it'll fix my hay fever.
Mm. Anyway, I wish Ben was here because I wanted to... Ask him about Butterfield calling Claire a whore on Kill Tony. And being like, was she mad about that? She just copped it on the chin.
Probably just copped it on the chin.
Yeah. It's a funny one.
I think it's one of those.
Why would you do that?
It was a crazy way to take it, but, you know, fuck, I've said crazy shit.
Yeah, yeah, so we've all said crazy shit.
Yeah.
Just not on the biggest podcast.
Yeah, I know, but maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. It's the biggest fucking comedy podcast in the world.
Open mic. Game show.
It doesn't matter. It's still Jay's fucking hell.
I fucking hate it. I hate Kill Tony. And I like that I am jaded enough that I can see new people coming into comedy and they're like, oh, I watch Kill Tony. I'm like, heaps into it. I get it at the bar all the time and I'm like, yeah, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
Inside, I'm just like, you fucking retard.
I just don't watch it.
Yeah.
And just don't watch it. I just don't have an opinion about it.
That's like, cool.
Whatever.
Yeah. It's cool not to have an opinion about things. So I like that.
I just don't care. Yeah. I've got other priorities.
Yeah. I've got shit to do.
I'm not retired.
Yeah. I'm busy. Building websites.
We have been busy, though.
Mm.
We have been busy.
Oh, yeah.
We've been doing a lot of work together.
Mitch has been sucking and I've been fucking.
Fucking trying to get fucking paid.
It's hard out here, isn't it? Outside the 9 to 5. This is what, like, some days I'm just like, oh, fuck it. I'm going down to the pub. I'm putting in my resume. I'm just doing night shifts at the pub. I'll just do a day shift at the pub. You know, when we went out the other day and we just had a fucking feed at the pub.
Yeah.
Midday, there's nothing going on.
Yeah.
There's like two chicks behind the bar just fucking standing around.
Yeah.
You come in, pour a few drinks. How hard can it be? Fucking hell. Easy mode. Still making
fucking money. Yeah, but not all the shifts are like that.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you'll have to pour 100 drinks and it's still easy.
Sometimes you just have to deal with cunts.
Yeah.
Like that's a thing. That dealing with cunts. You think they're bad here. An actual pub.
Yeah. That'd be fucked.
Yeah, I want this one. Like, oh, having to talk to 20-year-olds.
Having to talk to three people, dude.
No, they're all right. They're fine.
Oh, funny. That was a 20-year-old impression, not a gay dude impression.
Yeah.
Right.
I was doing 20-year-old white girl.
Sounded like your gay man impression.
They're almost one and the same.
Yeah, nice, dude.
AI
got a huge update last week.
Sora,
bro.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy. How funny is it?
Yeah,
oh, dude. Man, there's been some good ones.
Yeah. It's going to be...
It started out with... what was the first one I saw?
Fucking Stephen Hawking?
I think it was the Hawking ones.
Yeah.
Were the first.
Yeah,
he's doing ones. Like the fuck... It was so funny, too, because I was like... Because Luke's got that joke about Stephen Hawking. I can't remember the old joke exactly how it went, but one of the lines is like, I would have loved to see him do the 900 in that wheelchair.
Yeah.
And then it's literally an AI video of Stephen Hawking doing the 900 in the wheelchair. I sent it straight to Luke. I'm like, holy shit, it's real now.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Heaps of that. Heaps of...
Animal attacks kid. And then little dog defends from bear and stuff like that. Lots of those. They're gross.
I've seen a lot of the Kirkinator.
Oh.
Because there was George Droid. I got on George Droid early, bro.
Yeah, was that like, was on the last that was, model of well, the...
Yeah. Yeah. That was... when the... I don't know why that got recommended to me so early. I was an early adopter of that meme.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking funny as, dude. And then they had, a bunch of different iterations of that. And then they were doing, like, Anne Clank and, like, all the offshoots of that. And then in this next update, Charlie Kirk just got fucking murked. So if you believe the stories, let's do conspiracies.
Do we want to? Yeah, all right. Yeah, let's go.
I reckon he ain't dead.
I reckon he is. I reckon he got fucking murdered.
Mm.
He got murdered.
Were you there, bro? You saw it with your own two eyes.
But it's like maybe, maybe. Look, maybe the government's got some crazy AI thing and they just fed it. Maybe it's all fake. Maybe it's all fake.
It's all fake, bro.
Imagine if it's all fake.
I'm subscribing to that one. I like that conspiracy. Everything's fake. The world's a stage. Nothing is
there's
real.
There's no wars.
Joe Biden is a robot. He's a fucking robot, bro.
How terrible is it for the people who are actually in those wars and were like, yeah, it's fake?
And everyone's just like, it's fake. It's like the Sandy Hook thing. Alex Jones is like, it's fake.
So offensive to all those people. Like,
my family is dead.
Yeah.
He's like, didn't really happen.
You're an AI.
You're a crisis actor. Your family's not dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Insane. He got like a damages recommendation. It was like $400 million he had to pay or something crazy.
Well, they're like liquidating his fucking channel studio and shit like that. Yeah. I don't know. I heard he had to sell everything off, like all the InfoWars thing.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be dismantled to pay for this. It's a way to shut him up, I guess. But that's what they'll say. Anyway, do you believe that we are... Oh, fuck. What do they call it? The dome that we live in? Oh. They say that rockets hit it when they like... Fuck, what's it called? No, you haven't heard that one?
I know. Dude, I listen to so much shit. I listen, like, it all rings bells for me. I'm like, I've heard of that, like, but I just...
Not the thing under Antarctica, not where everyone lives. Tech under there. It's like the...
They reckon the direct energy lasers caused the Auckland earthquakes, the New Zealand earthquakes. Yeah. They reckon that was the test and it caused those. And it's like... Or it could be that New Zealand's on a fault line.
Yeah.
And there's...
Could be.
But they said that.
Science.
And they're like, there's the military's out there, man. The military's out there.
Mm.
They got science shit going on. They're drilling in the ice.
Yeah.
They seem to be drilling for a long time, though.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about it... Like, how long they been out there?
How long would it take 30
years.
You with a fucking Makita battery pack and a fucking... Because there's no power out there.
True.
You just got to get down there and get start digging, bro.
Yeah. Mm. They got cranes.
Yep.
Shit like that.
Theo Vaughn's gay now. That's cool.
Is he?
Yeah, he said he wanted to kill himself after bombing on his Netflix taping.
Oh, no.
He's like, I've been having a rough week, man. That was like big news like a week ago. Now no one cares. It's back to Theo being Theo.
Didn't even hear about it.
No.
My feed is all just puppies now, man.
Yeah, I'm sure
it is. I mean, puppies and aliens, although I stumbled upon Tanya sent me some dark shit. That led to some more dark shit, and I watched a guy get shot. And then I was like, all right, Jesus Christ.
I don't get people getting murdered. I don't get a much... Like,
wasn't a murder. Shit. It was a cop shooting a guy attacking him.
Yeah, okay.
The cop shot him three times.
I get either, like, just funny racist shit, like fucking...
Yeah, I get a lot of that.
Yeah, like the George Floyd shit or, like,
just
AI slop. And then I get like conspiracy shit where it's just like mountains of fucking trees. They used to be giant fucking trees, but it's a fucking It's like rocks of fucking wood, bro. Education time on Instagram. It's good. I love how like every conspiracy theorist I know doesn't have like a degree in anything. Like every one of them that's like down at the pub that you're chatting to, that they're just like.
Yeah, because people with degrees are busy, man.
Yeah.
They've got real jobs.
They've got no time to find out the truth. It's like,
they're busy actually doing science.
What have you done to find out this shit? And they're like, oh, I just scroll reels, bro. That's where I get my info. And you're like, oh, fuck.
You're not there.
Yeah. And then you just believe what you hear, bro. You're just one of the sheep. You're like, where do you get your info? Fucking internet reels. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
9/11 was an inside job, though. That's for
meanwhile,
sure.
The government is just fucking us, too. Yeah, like, it's royally.
It's so funny.
We're just, like, arguing about fucking shit that's happening elsewhere. And I'm like, hey, man, like, we're getting fucked right now. Mm. Like, you can't buy a house.
Just you can't. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but... Most people can't.
Most people can't, mate.
Most people can't.
Yeah.
I've got two, but...
Yeah.
Like, it's not a thing where it's like... I got very lucky. I joined the Air Force and I fucking went through that program to, like, put me in the position that I got into.
Yeah. You had to contribute to a system that murders people, brown people in other countries.
Look, man, they murder people too.
Yeah, I know.
They murder people too.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm not saying I'm against it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying you had to play your part in that system and then they're like, cool, thanks for that. Here's a house. And you're like, all right. Here's my little fucker. Yeah, sweet.
Yeah.
Done deal. Yeah. I'd fucking contribute. I'd murder some brown people for it.
Wasn't like that when I started. It's not how I felt about it when I started.
Yeah.
But
yeah, no. I look back on it. I saw you doing it and I was like, that's crazy, but fucking you go for it.
Fucking. We just left Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Like, see ya. And they're like, hey, the Taliban is still here. And like, we know.
Yeah.
See ya. That's why we're leaving. The Taliban is still here.
Mm.
And you're like, fuck. What about all the people that helped? Sorry.
Yeah.
We've got to leave now, actually. Like,
we tried.
Yeah. We have a red hot go. Painful. Yeah. We killed Osama.
Oh, yeah. Threw him off a boat into the ocean.
They fucking shot him in the face, dude.
I don't care.
They busted into his compound.
On Live Leak. I don't know why they didn't release it.
It's
bullshit.
Probably.
He's on Epstein's Island with the Kirkinator. He's the next. Bring him back. I want to see AI Bin Laden.
I haven't seen one of them
reels yet. It's coming.
It's coming, for sure.
By the time this podcast is out, we'll have seen it.
Robot Sama.
Yeah.
Coming back.
Yeah.
But he only speaks in Arabic. That's what he spells.
This is how it happens. You think about it and then fucking.
Dude, wait until those terrorists figure out AI.
Mm.
Wait till you start seeing the shit. Because
of that vaccine they put in my arm. Ever since then, all my ideas, they're on the internet next week. And I'm like, I haven't even run this at open mic yet, you cunts.
Yeah.
Stop stealing my thoughts.
Fucking motherfuckers.
I need a tinfoil hat. Keep them out.
Brother. Why won't they tell us about the aliens?
They have.
They're telling us, but no one. Everyone's like, hmm. Like, oh, yeah, no, there's 100% aliens. Like,
yeah. Fucking Netanyahu, he's a lizard.
Yeah, dude. So is fucking Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
You look at him, like, selling these glasses that he's selling.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, people just want to be filmed now. What? What are you talking about? Like, you can just walk around with those camera glasses and film me whenever you want.
Yeah.
Like, fuck off. He says while filming himself talking on a public platform, but I fucking signed up for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This Hassan thing's pretty funny too.
Electrocuting his dogs. Yeah. And the fact that he's like, supposed to be a good person. He cares about Israel and Palestine.
Shit cunt.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
But it didn't surprise me. No. I was like, of course that guy would do that.
I didn't really feel either way about him until it was like, oh, this man electrocutes his dog and uses the dog as like a thing in the background of his stream to like be more appealing to his viewers. Like,
yeah. Oh,
he's a good guy. He's got a dog.
It's a lizard move, dude. It's a lizard move.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a fucking sociopath.
You know what's very funny? I was sitting down having coffee with my parents this morning. We go up to the local cafe and it's run by a Vietnamese dude.
Yeah, yeah, he's sick.
Yeah, he's the fucking best.
Yeah.
And like we had three dogs and they like started barking and he's like, you need to calm down your dogs, otherwise one of them's going in the wok. Yes. Yes, cunt.
Mad dog. That is sick.
Oh, he's so funny. And I found this out. One of his apartments, because he's like bought up a bunch of property around the place, because he works like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
As they do.
Yeah.
And then you could be like, oh, all these immigrants coming in fucking buying up property. It's like, well, the motherfucker worked for it. He's been here pretty much his whole life. He fled Cambodia.
Yeah.
When it was bad there.
Mm.
I don't know if you know about this guy called Pol Pot.
Yeah.
Not a great...
Not a fan of people with glasses. Yeah. I'd be fucked.
Mm. So he's come over here. He's got this apartment. One older, like, white dude that comes to the cafe all the time, like, he's renting it off him. And he was like, he just helps out. Like, if people, like, gets a big rush, like, he'll just jump on the register and fucking serve people and shit like that. Help out, do handyman shit. But he got cancer and then he, like, couldn't help out with stuff and, like, couldn't really, like, do much for himself to, like, make a dollar. So he's just like, oh, you just have that room for free. Like, you just live there now. Just don't worry about it till you die. Like, you can just have that. It's like, I've got enough. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mad
what
dog.
A fucking legend.
Yeah.
And then he's just doing like racist eating dog jokes and shit. Yeah. Like, this guy is the fucking best.
What a great person.
Yeah. Fuck you, woke fucking cucks.
Yeah.
You would never.
No.
Never fucking put some up like that.
No.
No. Be like, it's up to everyone. It's a equal share. It's communist. Everyone's got to contribute equally.
It's like, but you're not contributing.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Yeah. Oh, I've got anxiety.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we can't actually support you because we don't actually have enough resources, so we're going to leave you out in the cold to die. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, why are you important? Why don't you? Why aren't you out in the cold? Well, I got anxiety.
Dude, that bit I've been doing about having fucking chronic fatigue. Have you seen that one?
Nah.
Put it up. I was like, it's a, like, I'm trying to work it out. I've got a bunch of different angles on it, but it's basically like the, yeah, my missus bought a house. I'm the stay-at-home husband.
Yeah.
I do this thing on it where it's like, come back from a 12-hour shift. And I'm like, oh, I know you just worked heaps long today, babe, but I just feel like we're not doing enough together anymore. It was funny on Friday night. It crushed. And there was a chick in the front row, like, pointing at her friend, being like, she does this shit.
Yes.
I was like, you fucking bitch. So I might upload that version of it.
Yeah, nice.
But yeah, I got to, like, figure out some different angles on that. Fuck, I forgot where I was going with that. Damn it. I'll have to listen back to this because I was like, fuck, there was something there that I was going to add in. God damn it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The other line that I was doing was, I have tried this. It didn't work very well.
Yeah.
It's like too far. Like the women start turning on you.
Yeah.
At this point where you're just like, I can't. I do that line, like do the 12-hour shift. Babe, we're not doing enough together. And I go, I can't wait to just do fuck all at home all day and then just be like, oh, I think it's my chronic fatigue.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah. Because they all know someone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like when you do your stroke joke to the old crowd, they're just like, yeah. Oh, too close to home. We know someone.
Yeah.
I think it's my fibromyalgia's acting up. And the doctor's trying to gaslight me.
Dude.
Fuck off.
My mum had that.
Yeah.
Fibromyalgia. It's called, like, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, dude. It's
crazy
it's
that it has no symptoms. It's just like, I'm tired.
Oh, no, it's pain.
Yeah, just pain in your whole body.
Set her nervous system on fire.
Still being a weak woman.
She's dead now.
Yeah, not, well, your mum was actually pretty fucking tough.
Yeah.
Probably punched me for saying that, but...
Yeah. She was fucking... Yeah.
Yeah.
She was strong-willed, that's for sure.
I wonder if there's going to be stuff in the future that, like, figures that shit out and it can just, like, determine, like... Surely there's a way to, like, measure stress... In general, like how much stress, because they know that like stress has symptoms, like your hair falls out and you fucking lose weight, and like there's indicators of stress in the body.
Yeah.
But there's no actual like, oh, you have like units of stress, like you can do with like weight or fucking blood levels and shit like that. Of like how stressed you are. But I'm sure one day they'll be able to figure it out.
You can. It's called therapy.
I'm talking about like a physical fucking measurement.
No, but that's
like a brain scan. Or like something where they can go like, this person's fucking stressed the fuck out.
Yeah, but...
Probably got a shitload of trauma and they're in pain because of it.
Yeah.
And it's like all these women that is like, oh, fibromyalgia. It's no, you were fucking partying too hard when you were 16 and... Some guy fingered you and now you have all this trauma built up in your body that you're holding and you can't get rid of it.
Possibly.
Done enough therapy, like you said.
Come
back to that. But it's fucking, it could be.
Yeah, therapy helps.
I feel like that's why my back hurts sometimes when I wake up. Some dad was yelling at me when I was fucking very young. What's wrong with you?
Just being a crazy person.
Yeah.
Just absolute... Absolute, yeah. My parents yelled at me too.
Yeah.
Far out.
Oh, that's what I'm going with, is that I'm not getting old. It's my parents' fault.
Yeah.
That I'm stressed from when I was growing up. Yeah. Because as a retiree, I don't have, what do you call it? Fucking... What did Abby... that just reminded me of the Abby Chatfield thing. If you heard about that.
No.
She's getting sued for defamation.
Oh, yeah, no. She lost the case.
Yeah, it's like 79 grand or something.
Something crazy,
fuck
dude.
That, dude.
Very unfortunate.
That could have been me. I dodged that bullet.
Nah. Shit. You've got to do it.
Well, it has to be false for you.
Yeah, exactly.
So good luck proving that.
Yeah.
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 All the witnesses.
The witnesses and the video evidence.
Yeah. Like,
Your Honor, I present Exhibit A, her pissing on the main street of the road, intoxicated as fuck. Yeah, this is a sober person.
That happened.
Yeah. Around about then. Ah, man. What do they call it? Fucking, not consequences, fucking accountability. As a retiree, an old white man, I have no accountability anymore. I don't need it.
Yeah, the dudes who, they don't have jobs anymore. They don't have mortgages.
Yeah, can't be fired. Just say whatever you want. The rules, dude.
As long as you don't, like, become a bus driver and then fucking kill a bunch of people. I've seen boomers do that.
Yeah, you can do that.
They'll do some crazy shit.
Hunter Valley wine tours.
Yeah.
Wedding.
Yeah. Get into an argument with the people because they're asking you to slow down.
Yeah,
and then
you
crash the bus.
Fuck you. Don't tell me how to drive. I've been doing this for fucking 68 years.
Yeah. You're distracting me.
Yeah.
You'll make me have a crash.
Yeah. Oh, man. Can't believe Ben and Joel haven't showed up to this. This is fucking dragging.
It is what it is.
35 minutes in. Brutal.
You reckon there's aliens? Sure.
I don't know, man. I think
to be.
That when you, like, look under shit under a microscope and you see, like, the proton with, like, an electron fucking spinning around it, I think that's, like, a small-scale fucking view of, like, the universe. And, like, if you zoom out, it's just that on repeat, on repeat, on repeat. And the same works the opposite way. If you keep going down further, it's just that, more and more of that shit.
Nah, it's like they've gotten to, like, I think it's quarks.
Yeah.
They're like the smallest unit of matter. They're like measuring them.
Yeah, they say it is. And then you get down to that and then there's something fucking else.
Perhaps.
It just never ends. They're going to find the next quark before they find fucking Desi Freeman.
I hope I'm right on that. I hope I got that right. Maybe I'll have to Google that because I might have just sounded like a complete fucking idiot.
That'll be the newest scientific discovery.
What is...
They can't find a fucking man in the bush, but they can find the next subatomic particle. That's good. I like that.
Yeah. It's a type of elementary particle and a fundamental constituent.
Elementary, just like our understanding of science.
I listen to science to go to sleep now, dude. Yeah, it's great.
To appear smart.
No,
I know enough.
I know very little because I fall asleep during it. So I know the intro pretty good.
I don't ever want to know more than someone. I just want to have a different opinion that they can't argue with me on. It's the conspiracy theorist way.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't need to know more than you. I just need to know enough about something else that you can't argue with me about it.
They reckon there's these weird albino blonde aliens walking around us.
What, like all the time?
Yeah, like they come and they'll like, there'll be people at church and they'll just walk in. They're like really well dressed and they're really tall. They stand out like dog's balls. They're like giant, tall Viking motherfuckers. Beautiful.
Like Jolson.
Beautiful.
That's beautiful.
But these are like, and their blue eyes, they're like proper Aryans, and like they'll just sit down in church and just look around and no one notices them. And then like one person
Why
will.
No one notice them?
Because they're just like, they've got this weird power, dude. But one person, this one chick, she noticed him and she's looking at him. She's like, what the fuck? This is a strange thing happening in front of me. And then one of them turns around and looks at her and like, oh, one of them can see us. And they're like, oh, no worries, let's go. And then she follows them out and they go to a paddock and they see the spaceship. They see the spaceship. And there was another chick in northern England who saw a spaceship with these people in them. It's pretty crazy. Can you imagine waking up in the middle of the night and one of those dudes standing over you? You're like, fuck, that is terrifying, dude.
Yeah. It's called sleep paralysis.
Oh, yeah, you've had that.
It's brutal. It's
no good.
Nah.
No good. That was the old lady or the little girl? Which one?
The little girl with the fucking teeth and crazy shit going on. And then the old man at the end of the bed. Both of them.
Ah, the dark man.
Yeah.
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 Could you see his face?
Nah.
Just there.
See her face, though. It's fucking demonic.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. That's terrifying.
Yeah. It's fucked.
Yeah. It's absolutely. No good. Absolutely horrifying.
Sleep paralysis demons can get fucked.
Yeah, dude. I'm so glad I never had to deal with that.
Touch wood, motherfucker.
Maybe you left a door open in some of your psychedelic escapades.
Maybe. I don't know. Only happened. Well, I have had the black dog thing as well when I was in Japan.
Mm.
And this is funny. I was like, I get it when I sleep flat on my back for some reason.
Yeah.
That's what triggers it. I don't know what the fuck it is, but...
Yeah.
And I looked it up and it's like, yeah, that's what does it. Mm-hmm. When you sleep flat on your back. I was like, that fucking checks out. That adds up. So, yeah, hard fucking beds in Japan. So I was sleeping on my back. And, this dog was just like fucking standing over me. Had like orange fucking demonic eyes, like snarling teeth and shit. And it's like, I'm going to fuck you up, cunt. And I was like, just, you know, how when like you're screaming for your life in your dream, but in real life, you're just like, you're just spasm. And Jay's mate Brock is next to me and he's just like shaking me awake. He's like, can't fucking wait. You're freaking me the fuck out, dude. He was more scared than me. And I was just like, it's just the black dog, bro. I'm going back to sleep.
You said that to him. It's just a black dog, bro.
Yeah, I was like, it's just the sleep paralysis, bro. I've fucking dealt with this shit. I've gone back to sleep. I was real tired. I've been snowboarding all day.
Yeah, dude.
He was freaking the fuck out. He was like, because you were not right. And I was like, I know.
You could probably sense the demon in front of him.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
If it was real.
They didn't have the feng shui set up properly. They fucking...
Yeah, dude. You weren't fucking lying east to west or north south.
Yep.
Yep.
No good.
Fucking go to sleep in a circle room.
Mm. Yep.
Make sure you shit the right way.
It's too much fucking gluttony with the bidet.
Oh. That's what caused it. Yeah. Universe had to rebound, dude.
Mm. Yeah.
Putting too much energy out into the world. Yeah. Some had to come back.
Crazy, dude. I haven't had any of that shit in a while. It's been good.
Yeah. It's been nice. I've never had it.
Although, there's fucking dogs barking last night near my parents' house. I was crashing there after the show. And there's fucking dog, dude. Now it's not the rooster. Now I've got a problem with the dog. And it's just barking like all fucking night. Just doesn't stop. Starts like in the afternoon, starts barking and just goes and goes all fucking night.
How the fuck do people live in a yard where there's a dog in your backyard just barking all night?
Or next to it or what? Like, fucking call the police or some shit. Like, if you're that neighbour, like, fuck, I don't know, dude. What the fuck? Go over. I wouldn't call the cops. I'd go over there and be like, you need to sort this shit out. What are you doing? Like, clearly you're not taking care of your dog. It's just fucking barking all night. I had earplugs in, dude, and it's like it's probably a few houses up. I think it's like up and across the backyard and a few up. And I was like, fuck this. Like 4 a.m., it's going off its head. Just kept barking. I was like, put the foam earplugs in, did nothing. I was like, still so super loud. I had the window shut and the fan on to try and drown it out. I'm just like, Jesus Christ, this is fucked.
If that's your dog, if it's loud for you.
People just don't give a fuck. They're retarded. I reckon that, like, those are the type of people that would have been raided back in fucking tribal days. But because, everybody's got to be fucking equal these days and everyone's got to have a chance, everyone's got to get a shot, these people are now back. It's like, you would have been eaten because your dog would have been going off in the night warning you that, like, another tribe's coming in to fucking murder you and rape your women.
Yeah.
And you're just, like, so dumb that you just, like, fucking
you sleep through it.
Yeah. But now those people exist.
Yeah. Because
How can you have a dog and be so inconsiderate of all your fucking neighbours and be that retarded that you can just sleep through it?
Mm.
It's like you have fucking retard brain.
We had two dogs, and our dogs, every time they barked, I used to go out.
Something.
Like, shut up.
Yeah.
And my German Shepherd just barked all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like all the time I was like, but I just didn't let it go.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I just didn't let it go.
Yeah, he'll tire himself out.
No.
It's 4 a.m. He's still going.
8 hours. Because you've got a dog in the backyard and just not spending any time with it, not walking it. It's bored.
Yeah.
You can probably smell other dogs all around it.
Yep.
It's just in jail.
Oh, yeah. And then that's the other, it sets off all the other dogs.
Mm.
It's fucked, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to find out who it is and just be like, look, man. Figure your fucking dog out.
Figure your dog out before some shit starts happening to you. Because that's what's going to happen.
You can't say that. You can't threaten people. You just got to say, look, man, like, you've got to sort your dog out.
I can 100%
threaten
people. It's
keeping me out.
It's fine.
It's keeping me out.
Just, we should do more of that. Threaten people. Threaten them. Don't have it recorded. Just make sure there's no ring doorbell.
Yeah. And you're on a podcast right now.
Just go, I'm not saying, look, you go, bad things might happen. Is that a threat?
Yes.
But what if I mean by like you'll have like bad karma or juju or whatever?
Then you say that.
Yeah.
Do you be a little more specific?
I don't have to be specific though. What I meant by my vagueness in something bad's going to happen is that your fortune will turn bad and bad things will start happening.
Yeah.
Because it does. I believe in that. I believe that if you're a cunt and you don't shut your fucking dog up or your rooster or...
Well, someone might do it. Like, you might be saying, like, look, I'm not going to do it, but someone might. There might be someone. There's crazy people everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, like, someone might. So just sort your dog out.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm saying it for your safety.
Yeah.
You just seem like such a nutcase.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not going to do it, but someone might.
But someone might.
Yeah. Someone might. That's why you need to behave... correctly, morally. You need to have live a moral life that, like, you behave correctly, because otherwise bad shit happens.
Yeah.
Comes down from God or whatever.
Yeah. It's like people who litter.
Yeah.
Like, you fucking walk around, there's rubbish on the ground, you're like, find a fucking bin, cunt. They're everywhere. Bins are everywhere. Just fucking throw your rubbish on the ground.
Yeah.
You fucking lazy cunt. And people who just don't return trolleys, just leave them in the fucking parking bay.
Dude, I heard the craziest fucking mental gymnastics for this one. That was like, well, it's someone's job to collect those trolleys.
Yeah, from the return place.
If I return it myself, then they'll be out of a job. It's like, nah, I can't.
It's not how it works.
They have better shit to do. And also, if that's a job that we're doing, that can go. We don't need to have that. If we're a functioning society, just return the car.
Because now someone goes to park there and your fucking trolley's in the bay.
Yeah.
And you've just, now they've got to get out of their car. They're blocking traffic.
That's all right. They'll get the karma. It'll get them. That's all. I try not to get as upset about shit because I'm like, something's going to fucking happen to this.
That stuff annoys. Oh, you hear about that dude with the dog?
Yeah, dude.
Crazy, hey.
He's made up some shit.
He's probably real upset about having to put his dog down. Goes to a family member. Oh, so I had to put the dog down. Someone bashed her at Market Town. Like, oh my God, that's horrific. Yeah. He's probably just so dumb that he's like, oh, that's as far as it'll go. That's like, I'll just say that. And then
this whole fucking...
And then she's like, you've got to call the police.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
And he's like, call the police. Someone bashed my dog.
Mm.
And I had to put it down.
Reminds me of a scenario I was in not too long ago. Somebody spiked my drink.
Yeah.
Oh, did they? We need to go to the police about that. I don't want to. Okay, well then I'm starting to believe you less about...
Yeah.
What the fuck? And yeah, just crazy shit. People donated to him.
Yeah.
That's all got to be wound back.
If they
can. All the dog rescue... Like my mum does the dog rescue thing. Like they all organise like all these funds to like pay for the vet bills and shit.
Yeah.
What a fucking scumbag.
almost as hated as the imaginary teenagers that injured that poor dog.
Almost as hated as Hassan Piker, who electrocutes his dog.
Yeah, allegedly.
not quite. Allegedly.
He's you're looking at it
like that.
I know.
It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, he's not a good person. No. He's a sociopath. That's what I think they all are. I think they all are. Because if you treat people like that and you act like that and you're so flippant about...
Well, a clip came out of him saying that he bought one and he's like, oh, I'd never use it, but I bought one. It's like, then why'd you buy it?
So why does the dog have to stay in the background?
For optics, bro.
I get it.
We should get a dog in the background.
Yeah, right.
We should get open micers in the background and just
perfect.
Just electrocute them like
Legion of like Legion of Skanks. Yeah.
So you want to do five, do you?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Just have open micers in the back.
Yeah, that'd be great. Let's get some crippled ones too.
Proper. Yeah. Yeah.
The more crippled, the better. Fuck, that was funny, that Legion of Skanks clip where the guy comes out in full bandage. Like the next act on Bill Tony. Man, I can't believe Ben and fucking Buttsy went halfway around the world to do an open mic. So crazy.
I think they had shows, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. They did some shows as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah.
That's what you want. Do those.
Bradley did it.
Kill Tony.
Well, he flew to Texas.
Yeah, wasn't he there for like a wedding or some shit though?
Pretty yeah, sure. So then it's the same as well.
Yeah. I'm going to fucking Queensland in a couple of weeks because Cassie wants to go to a wine festival.
Fuck yeah.
But I'm also going to try and get on some rooms up there.
Fucking rich person shit, dude. That's sick, man.
Yeah, dude.
That's great. You're going to go on a fucking wine tour in Queensland. Fuck yeah. Chug-a-lugs, dude.
It's the food and wine festival. They have it every year.
Yeah, fuck yeah, man.
And then her and a bunch of her gay friends.
I bet it's sick.
It's, dude, it's the fucking best.
Yeah, just I bet it's sick. Just
plastered with a bunch of gay dudes. And they're so nasty. They talk so much shit.
Rich people shit. Fucking great, man. Dude, it's you're so just funny. Like, oh. Dude, I went to a, on the weekend... Oh.
Time's up. James is double digging us. get off stage.
All right. We get a go.
No.
I went to a fucking one of those open home festival things.
What's that?
It's like a street party, but it's all open homes as well. So they like bring all this shit for the kids. Like there's a guy on a guitar and they're raffling off Xboxes and stuff. And it's all to, like, show people through open homes. So as part of it, like, you just walk around the open homes and looking at all of these. Place. Looking at all these, like, brand new homes with all this fucking pimp shit. You're just like, there's one house with just a full wine cellar in the kitchen. Like, full glass, decked out wine cellar. There's another one where, like, the fridge was built into the cupboards.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, fuck, like. That will be a pain in the ass to change when it inevitably breaks. You're like, oh, my fridge broke, so now I've got to replace all the cupboards in my house now
because
I've got to get a fridge that fits. That was crazy. The craziest thing I saw is this place had, like, steps, like cement steps.
You need to explain more.
But in the steps... There was a tiny little garden. There's a tiny little cactus garden.
Oh, in white the little
in the like step.
Glass steps.
No. It was just a cement slab with a hole cut out of it and a garden inside of it.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I know. I'm like, why have you got gardens in the steps? Like, who's...
When
can
was
you
this?
Imagine...
When did you go
this is
this?
In Port Macquarie. Oh, I went up to Port.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I'm standing there, I'm like, this is the most ridiculous thing. And one of the ladies I was with is like, oh, I don't mind it. I think it's nice. I'm like, yeah, that's great. You're walking out with the fucking, your hands full. And you're like, oh, fuck, I stepped on the garden. Because I've got a garden in my steps. Yeah.
That's retarded, dude.
Yeah, dude. It was insane. And I was like, what the fuck? And then there was other houses. There was one house that, like, one of the walls just was made out of, like, curtain felt.
Mm.
I was like, what the fuck? Like, why? And they're like, all right, cool.
Jesus.
And they love walls for no reason, hallways. Fucking build this massive house, and it would be normally pretty open plan, but they're like, we'll just put a single wall in.
Yeah, so it's that your furniture can, like, butt up to it.
Yeah, I know, but it's
for like just, a hallway just, cabinet thing.
It's like, yeah, it's all just all fucking...
Mm.
It's like, man.
They build.
They love a fountain. Fuck, they love a fountain.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you going to get a fountain?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, they're a waste of money.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to run a pump 24 hours a day.
Hey, you can do that with solar pretty easily, but it's the evaporation and the amount of water you got to keep filling it up.
You're just wasting water.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, fucking whatever. Just rich people shit.
Rich people shit, dude.
Yeah.
Flying up the fucking Queensland for a wine and cheese festival.
Yeah. I had to watch a woman accept an Xbox. Like, who buys Xboxes? Honestly. Yeah. Like, no one buys Xboxes. They're like... the Timu console. Like, it's a PlayStation or a computer. That's it. No one's buying Xboxes. Yeah. And this lady had to be like, oh, thank you.
Who buys Xboxes? Black people.
Maybe because they're cheap.
They love an Xbox, brother.
Yeah.
They hate PlayStation.
Yeah.
Unless they're, like, nerdy enough. They're, like, Dragon Ball Z nerd, like, black level of nerd.
Yeah.
Autistic blacks, they'll buy PS5s. But regular blacks, Xbox, hood blacks. I know this. I'm Jewish. I know everything about marketing. It's in my blood.
You're in a different kind
black
of Instagram.
Black people can play bass guitar. Jews can market.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
My hot take.
Yeah.
On this
pod. It's what you do, actually.
I just find out how to sell shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You will buy.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the pod, man.
No, it's not. We've got 5 minutes. Four minutes left.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, fucking James.
What have you been working on?
Well, I think I've got a full fucking bit about just walking around. I want to tell a story, right? Like, when I was a kid, I didn't have like a... I was on the Central Coast. I didn't really have a concept of race.
Like, yeah.
I was very, very young.
I hate everyone equally.
It was before I went to school, even. This was before I even went to school. So all I'd been, just before preschool, in fact. So all I'd ever seen is my family. So we went to Sydney. My sister was living in Sydney, and we got on a tram, and I saw an Asian man for the first time.
Yeah.
And
blew your mind.
I was like, that is crazy. Like, I was like very like intrigued. Like, I wasn't like, oh, that's ugly or whatever. I was just like, whoa, I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I wonder what causes that. And as I thought that, like, the tram had like this really strong air freshener. And it was making my eyes itch and water. So I thought us getting on the tram and me being near this Asian fella was going to turn me Asian.
Because his
and
eyes
I thought
were doing it.
His eyes were squinty. And now my eyes were getting squinty. And I was like, holy shit, I'm turning Asian.
I'm catching one of these.
I thought I was turning Asian.
That's
and then
crazy.
I didn't freak out or anything. Wow. Like, I didn't start crying. I was like, oh, well, like, he seems all right. Yeah. Like, maybe that's how it happens.
Is this a Sydney thing? Once you move there and the hay fever hits you, you turn Asian?
Maybe that's what it is. Just white people, like, they have a reaction to this.
They reckon it's from the snow and, like, squinting because of the reflections and shit.
It's probably correct. Evolve. It's probably correct, yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
How are you going to get that one off on stage?
I don't know.
I like it. I think it's,
yeah.
Yeah.
I found out that, like, if you scream in public for no reason, people will just assume there's something wrong with you and not worry about it. They won't worry about it, though. They won't, like, say anything to you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're not going to pull you up.
They're
clearly
he's retarded. Yeah, they're like, hey, man, don't scream in public.
Yeah.
No one, like, unless your wife's with you.
Yeah, well, she's
like, my wife.
Can you stop screaming?
Yeah.
Nobody cares. They're she all NPCs, hates it. Babe. I learnt this on Instagram. You can do whatever you
she
want.
She hates it when I do it. She's just like, Mitch, stop that. I'm like, it's stop fun, though.
Spurging out.
It's fun, though. People are like, just enjoying themselves. I'm like, ugh. There's a fat man screaming for no reason. So that was the thought I had.
I've been sucking all night. My knees hurt when I kneel.
You see that?
Fucking out my mouth that makes me squeal.
That's fucking. That's gay.
My boyfriend calls and said, I need you here. As if it's 4:30 and I'm fucking queer. All right. I'm done.
We were done 5 minutes ago.
That's gay, that love.
Yeah.
Going out on that. Comedy club. I'm going to tell my dick jokes at the comedy club. We done?
Go ahead and get that licensed, man. That's pure gold, right? Gold right there.
I AI that one.
Mm.
I might AI Gaydar Love. I got some lyrics that I can feed into the machine.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you just...
Don't use no rubber at all. We got this thing. It's called rubber.
That's how you do it. That's how you make your nut, dude. You just start AI gay songs.
Where it's at.
Dude,
go viral.
Dudes will fucking share the shit out of that.
That
dudes will share the shit out of that.
Dark comedy jokes. Where it's like, what's the difference between an Aboriginal and a park bench? Park bench can support a family.
Yeah, those ones.
So you didn't play your part. You're supposed to laugh really hard.
Oh, yeah, no, like, oh. I am.
And then we
yeah.
have 4 or 5 people on a couch back there. They also laugh.
Yeah, that's right.
Except we'll remix it. We'll do dark joke remixes.
Mm.
So we'll go, what's the difference between an Aboriginal and a park bench? Park bench doesn't beat the fuck out of his missus.
Jesus Christ.
Bye.